importance of being faithful to God's word in selecting the deacons to be servant leaders within our church. One of the most prominent passages concerning deacons is found in Paul's first letter to Timothy. Here Paul spells out the qualifications for what deacons are to be. And we do well to choose based on what God's word has to say. So this morning I want us to review God's qualifications as well as we see the role and the purpose of deacons within that church and within our church specifically. So if you're able to, would you please stand with me as we take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, reading verses 8 through 10. Paul tells Timothy, deacons likewise should be worthy of respect, not hypocritical, not drinking a lot of wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience, and they must also be tested first. If they prove blameless, then they can serve as deacons. Wives, too, must be worthy of respect, not slanderers, self-controlled, faithful in everything. Deacons must be husbands of one wife, managing their children and their own households competently. For those who have served well as deacons acquire a good standing for themselves and great boldness in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this day that we can worship and learn and grow. And I pray, God, that you would help us in all those endeavors. We want, Father, first and foremost, also in verse 8. Paul lets Timothy know that these men, these people that you choose to be deacons and leaders within the church, these servant leaders, are not to be greedy for money. Jesus said, no one can be a slave of two masters, since either you will hate the one of the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot be slaves of God as well as money. And even Paul took it a step further by saying, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And by craving it, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. God must be our God. And we must serve God and serve Him alone and nothing and no one else. Serving as a deacon is not about me. Serving a deacon is not about you, Joey, or the other deacons that we have here. Serving God as deacon is about doing God's will for His glory within His church. Moving to verse 9. He says, holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Now, whatever that mystery is, it could be the resurrection. He could be talking about the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He could be talking about the love for the truth that we can only find in Jesus Christ. What I'm sure is this, that these doctrines of faith that are spelled out in Scripture are to be believed, they are to be cherished by us, and they are to be acted upon by those who we consider for the position of deacon. Holding to the truth, clinging to God's Word, trusting the Scriptures without any kind of doubt whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying that we understand everything that's written from Genesis to Revelation, but what I'm saying is that we trust beyond our understanding. We take it for God's Word, and because God said it, then we believe it, whether it makes sense to us or not. Well, they set the example. They lived their life like Jesus Christ lived his life. These tested and proven individuals have already been doing the work. They're studying, they're visiting, they're praying, they're sharing, etc. You see them at church functions.